This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I am John Batchelor. I welcome Pit Boss Bliss, High Roller Bliss, Disney Yodeler Bliss. We're going to speak to Disney first. He's also Deckhand Bliss and Engineer Bliss at Disney, because there's a new question raised in the SAG-AFTRA lengthy negotiations, the Writer Guild lengthy negotiations, strike, and lots of grief about artificial intelligence, AI, taking away the work of creative artists. And there's an example in the Disney art right now that raises that question. Jeff, a very good evening to you. I've just seen this for the first time, so what I'm looking at is the traditional annual Disney family come together around a turkey. There's Mickey and Minnie and then Donald Duck, and I see Goofy. They're all arranged around the table, and Mickey's serving a beautiful turkey, or alternatively, a beautiful pie. What is wrong with this picture? What created the flap, Jeff? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. This picture, just to help our listeners even more, is a take on the old Norman Rockwell Thanksgiving painting of a family gathered around the table and giving thanks. The first iteration of Disney, as you pointed out, showed Mickey and Minnie with a turkey, serving it to various characters from the Disney stable of, you know, successful films and cartoons. Well, the new one is AI generated, it appears, and it's woke, as you pointed out, because it's a pie instead of a bird. So, you know, they're not going to upset anybody at PETA. But they've got a number of their newer characters or ones that are more popular on TV that are on there. But the strange thing is in using AI, as it's alleged, there's some real quality issues to it and things that you would never see in a previous, iteration or previous year's editions, because there was a different feeling about quality and about tradition. And that's what a lot of people are upset about. There are some people that are upset because there are people throughout Hollywood as well as other industries who are concerned that AI is going to take their jobs, and certainly animators and the ones that work on these films where that takes, you know, it's painstaking work over, you know, zillions of hours, and it's very exacting, whereas a AI device, a computer and all its associated devices can create something much faster with many more variations, much more quickly. And so you have a number of people kind of coming together complaining that this latest example from Disney, albeit it's just a social media piece, a tweet, is a poor example of perhaps what to come, because the quality is not good. It's a play against traditional brand values for Disney. And it's just, you know, it incorporates some of the woke stuff, if the pie is really that people have been complaining about for so long.
Yes. Why did, I think that's Snow White. Why did she disappear? Is that Snow White?
That is Snow White. And it's possible that they could have taken Snow White out because of the current flap over the remake of the Snow White movie, because one of the actors in it had made some comments that many people thought it's ultra woke, it's anti-Disney, and there were a lot of people that were concerned about that. So it could very well have been that they took her out of this. But again, this incorporates more of the recent cartoon characters and some of their properties and things you'd see more on TV or online than the traditional movies like Snow White or Alice in Wonderland or other Peter Pan, other characters that were in the older version of the Disney Rockwell Thanksgiving.
I'm happy to have Goofy there, but why did they take Dopey out? Is Dopey somehow offensive?
Dopey could have been taken out again because of the whole flap around the Snow White movie. It's hard to tell. I wasn't there when they made the decision, but you know, with one of the things about AI it would allow you to replace characters or people or, you know, scenes much quicker and much easier. I also find it very interesting that in the earlier Disney one with them serving the turkey, it's very bright and sunshiny,
yeah,
happy.
Yeah.
The new one seems very dark, and it feels like something's ominous there. And the room is so poorly lit that you kind of think, is something horrible about to happen?
Jeff, is that Brer Bear?
In the original one, it is. Or, yeah, that's in the original one. And of course, that attraction has been taken out of, you know, Splash Mountain has been taken out of Disneyland now.
Where the, Bear, the best ride next to Tower of Terror. Now both gone, retired forever. Those
yeah,
of us-
Song of the South was long ago banished from Disney's catalog, and they slowly worked it out. So, of course, you don't see him in there.
There must be some other clues here. You know, this might be the picture with 5,000 clues as to what they're thinking. Can you imagine telling an AI, give me cancel culture? What would AI might melt down? You know those questions you ask computers and they break because they don't answer? They don't have an answer?
I know. And, you know, it's interesting. When I look at the quality of the two images side by side, the earlier one looks very, very much like a cartoon, like it's drawn and hand-drawn and painted. And the next one does look like it could have been generated by AI. But the quality is really so much better than the first one. It's, like I said, so much brighter. The new one, the shapes, the colors, the placement,
well,
it's really off.
And that's the real Donald. The other one looks like a costume Donald.
It doesn't
look like Donald. This is odd. Do they have storyboard meetings about these things, Jeff, or did somebody do it in an afternoon?
It's a good question because, you know, Bob Iger recently said one of the new, you know, North Stars for Disney was going to be quality, or return to quality they'd been known for so long. This does not seem like a step in the right direction.
And who's that in the upper right to Minnie's left? Who is
that? I believe in the framed photo, I believe that's Walt Disney or part of Walt Disney's face. It's hard to tell exactly.
Yeah, right. No, it's definitely Disney. It's just, but no, at the table, Jeff, is that Peter Pan? Who is that? Is that?
Yeah, in the original one, that is Peter Pan.
And he's gone?
Yeah, he's gone.
What did he do?
Who knows? Maybe because they have the, you know, there's the Indians in Peter Pan or, you know.
I won't grow up. I can't grow up. I don't grow up.
Yeah, it's who knows what they're thinking, but it just seems like a strange way to approach their, you know, what they keep talking about, a return to brand values with this, I think is an abomination.
I'm anticipating 5,000 or 6,000 PhDs written about these photographs. Because this is the 20th century childhood being vanished. It's going down the memory hole. The fact that I knew who those characters are marks me as a certain seniority. All right, let's talk success. F1. Remember, Jeff, all those gloomy predictions? The hotels half empty, the gambling tables without any high rollers, the whole town grim, even Sphere weeping. Las Vegas has taken on too much. The F1, it's after the racing season. No one cares. The seats aren't going to be sold. They're going to have to give them away. Remember all that, Jeff?
I sure do. And boy, did things swing around the other way, even though it looks so bleak.
What we have here is an example of how PR works after an event. All the predictions that we had were before the event. They were based on nothing. It's expectations. Turns out you could see that race track from anywhere on the strip. Now, you know Las Vegas. I've only been there once, and it was an airplane ride, so I didn't see the strip. Anywhere on the strip walking, you could see a flash of the cars racing by. That's how close it was, and you probably could clearly hear it. So signing up the F1 for the next 10 years, why didn't they go for 20, Jeff?
Good question. I'm betting some of them wish they did now. You know, it's interesting. One of the responses from bigwigs for Formula One, as well as other people from other sports organizations and the hotel casinos, was that they've never been able to pull off an event like this in a city like this in the U.S. or anywhere else. Yes, I mean, Monaco is established; it's there, but you know, most of the time these F1 races are located at tracks that are built on the outskirts of cities and such. So, you know, to have it right there in the downtown of a major metropolitan city that's so famous, it was just really a remarkable thing that they pulled off. And it brought in a heck of a lot of money. You know, the early reports were about $1.8 billion in terms of economic impact. What they're saying now is it could exceed $2 billion. This has been a windfall for Vegas. It has created some inconveniences for locals, but you know, that's a lot of money in their tax coffers.
F1 is a huge hit. You did well, Pit Boss Bliss. AI for Disney, if that's what this is. You can't tell right away, but boy, it looks sloppy. And Jeff, there was two more characters I left out. I believe that's Alice of Alice in Wonderland. And I believe next to Alice, isn't that Pinocchio?
That is Pinocchio down in the bottom corner. And they've both been disappeared by now, the new Disney
film. What? Alice? What? Is it like, you know, the cutting off the cards' heads? You think that's it? Or the hallucinatory tea party?
What's interesting is if you look in that older photo, all of those characters either appear in the Disney parks as characters, entertainment, dancing, being in parades, or they have rides, attractions unto themselves. So Pinocchio has a ride. There's an Alice in Wonderland one. There used to be the Splash Mountain. There's a Peter Pan ride. You see Donald and Mickey and Goofy and the rest all around the park all day. Now, if you look at the other ones, the best you're going to get with these are, you see them around the park, or you see them for sale in the merchandise stores there in the park, you know, as stuffed characters and such. It's a totally different approach. One is, like I said, the core values, and one is about the new way to go after money to help the stockholders and make the woke people happy.
I just realized, Jumping Jeff, the first picture, everybody's been disappeared except for Goofy and Mickey and Minnie. Everybody else was like, where did they go? They vanished them. They disappeared them. They're like house arrest by the Chinese Communist Party.
Even Pluto, Pluto shows up in the second one for some reason.
But he's not in the first one. Pluto is hip. He's acceptable. What did he do?
I don't know how he earned his way back into the frame, but he's there. But, you know, you see Chip and Dale, and you see it looks like Ferdinand the Bull and Daisy Duck's in there. So
how does Chip and Dale make it, and Donald doesn't? How'd that happen? Well, I guess that's a version of Donald there. Donald and I guess that's and Daisy.
Donald and Daisy. Yeah. But the chipmunks were always, you know, great draws in terms of entertainment, you know, characters, sure, people you see dance around the park in costumes or in parades. But essentially, they're minor characters. Yeah, they showed up in various cartoons, but they really didn't have movies made about them. They're very popular, but they're not, you know, they're no Peter Pan. Peter Pan was a hugely successful film. So was, Snow White and Alice in Wonderland and even Song of the South during its time. And yet they're not included.
Jeff Bliss, Pit Boss Bliss, Yodler Bliss, Engineer Bliss, Deckhand Bliss, High Roller Bliss, and now AI Bliss on the trail. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.